Welcome back. We're up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Shavias. So this first Mishnah that we're going to deal with talks about a situation where fruits took a little bit longer, or they normally take a little bit longer, to ripen. Some fruits, the average fruit, you know, there's a cycle every single year. It ripens, you harvest it, and then it grows again the next year. Some fruits, it takes a couple of years or 3 years. And so what's the status of a fruit that begins the ripening process in the seventh year and during the Shemitah year, but it's not fully ripened until year two or three, or rather year one and two of the next cycle? So says the Mishnah, Benos Shuach Shavias Shalahen Shnia. When you have Benos Shuach are some type of a fig, a white fig, the Mefarshim explain. So these Benos Shuach, they have their Shemitah in the second year of the 7 year cycle. What in the world does that mean? Meaning they start their ripening in year seven, but then they're fully ripe by year two of the next cycle. Shein Osos l'shaloshanim, meaning they grow over 3 years. Unlike most fruits, which take 1 year to ripen, so the Benos Shuach take 3 years, and therefore, during the second year after the Shemitah, they must have, if they're fully ripe in the second year after Shemitah, they must have started coming out during the Shemitah year, and therefore, they're going to be subject to Shemitah Kedushas Shavias right now in this year too. When nothing else is subject to it, they'll be subject to it. Rabbi Yehuda says, ha parsaos shavias shalehen motzai shavias. So too, when it comes to parsaos, another type of a fig. Some say maybe it's a type of a date. So they have their Shemitah year, not in the year two of the next cycle, but in year one of the next cycle, meaning the year after the Shemitah year, because they start ripening in year seven, and then they finish ripening in year one of the next cycle. Shehin Oso Sesteshan, and they grow over 2 years. So since these fruits take 2 years to grow, their Shemitah year, their sanctity of Shavias, their Kedusha Shavias, is in year one of the next cycle. Amru lo, they said to him, the Chamam said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo Amru Ella Benos Shuach. This halacha of this like special weird thing where the Shemitah year is not in the year itself, but a few years later, this only happens when it comes to the Benos Shuach, when it comes to these white figs. That's the only time that this interesting case happens. But in every other fruit case, including Parsaos, we don't have such an interesting rule. Okay, that's the Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Says the Mishnah Beis, and over the next few Mishnahs, we're going to be dealing with this topic. And that is, let's say you have this a piece of produce called aluf. Aluf is not defined by the Mishnah, but the Mefarshim debate a little bit what it is. Some say like it's a type of onion. Some say it's a type of a bean. Whatever it is, the way you take care of it is you put it in the ground. After you pick it, you put it in the ground to preserve it. So can you do that during the Shemitah year? So hatomines haluf bashvias, if a person buries their aluf during the Shemitah year, Rabbi Meir says, lo yifchos misasayim, you can't have less than two of luf in a single hole. Ad govash shlosha tefachim, and you have to have the pile has to be at least three tefachim high in the hole. The tefach afar al gabav, and you have to have at least one tefach on top of it of dirt. And so, why is this allowed? And why wouldn't it be allowed? It's not allowed in theory because it looks like you're planting. But if you do it like this, it's clear you're not planting it to grow. So therefore, then that's with these three conditions is permissible. The chachamim omer, but the chachamim say lo yifchos me arba askabim. Let's calm down, says the chachamim. The two that Rabbi Meir required, that's equals to 12 kav. So the Chachamim say all you need is 4 kav. You can't have less than 4 kav of luf in this single hole. Argova tefach, and he has to have the pile be at least one tefach tall, as opposed to Rabbi Meir's 3 tefachim. The tefach afar al gabav, but they agree with Rabbi Meir that you have to have at least one tefach of dirt on top of it. The tomno bimkom drisas adam, and also one more condition that they add is that he has to do this burying in a place where people walk around a lot, like on the pathway. And so because of this constant walking over it, will make sure that it never sprouts and it never grows, and so therefore it's clear that he didn't intend to plant it. And so that's what the Chachamim would say in that regard, in that manner. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.